Guard and Juwan Howard have a 30-second timeout available. Possession arrow Michigan, but possession right now to Wisconsin. It will be A.J. Storr inbounding, sideline right. Badgers have trailed most of the nights. Trying to find a way to get one here in Ann Arbor as Storr will throw it into Hepburn against McDaniel. Chucky out high, leaves it for Klesman high on the right. Max to the free throw line, out to Tyler Wall, sends it back out to Hepburn. Shot clock at 12, game clock down to 30. Hepburn up top for three and the tie, no good. And the rebound comes down to Terrence Williams. And the Badgers up against it. Shot clock is dark.
You have to foul.
Down to 20 seconds to play. Klesman fouls McDaniel, who's a 79% free throw shooter, 19.5 to play. And again, Michigan is in the double bonus, 69-66 Michigan with 19 and a half seconds remaining. McDaniel with 13 points tonight, his first trip to the free throw line. And the first free throw is no good. Wisconsin still has a timeout available. 19.5 seconds remaining. Michigan up three. McDaniel with the second free throw. And that's good. That makes it a two-possession game. 70-66 Michigan. Here comes Klesman down to 17 seconds. Max angles left. A throw to Chucky Hepburn off the left wing. Hepburn in the lane. Throws it up. No, but a foul. That close to a three-point opportunity, 11.2 remaining. And to the free throw line goes Hepburn. McDaniel called for the foul, his first two-shot foul here for Chucky. Badgers down four, 11.2 seconds to play. Hepburn with 15 points tonight. First free throw is good. And now John Blackwell will come in for Crowell. 70-67 Michigan, 11.2 seconds remaining. Second free throw for Chucky Hepburn, eyes the rim, free throw airborne, good. 70-68 Michigan, 11.2 seconds remaining, press is on for the Badgers. Terrence Williams will inbound. Blackwell turns his back to him. Shuffling left is Williams. Nobody available. Timeout in Michigan. That's the final one for Juwan Howard. 11.2 remaining. 70-68. Michigan leads Wisconsin.
And we saw Wisconsin in this position against Purdue created some really good opportunities when you look at how they were kind of create some extra possessions against Purdue. 11.2. And when you look at this, they had Terry Reed in the bowl game. Try to see if you can get him the ball, right? Like, yep. That's the case. Now, he was all the way down. You're going to have two guards coming up there. So how do you play that? You just, again, with 11 points, you have maybe time for one trap. But other than that, you got a foul right over
here. Yeah, you do. Oh, so close, as you mentioned. They very nearly had a trap against Purdue, but a foul. Pepper and guilty of a foul. That was Lawyer almost stepping on the baseline as he was going to throw the ball inbounds, but we'll see if the Badgers can force a turnover here. Michigan up two, and with the ball, 11.2 seconds remaining, they'll line up football style here. As Terrence Williams will be throwing it in. Football turns. He's got three receivers left, one to the right. Now they break. Williams shuffles left, looking. They get it into McDaniel, chased by Hepburn, and a foul called just before McDaniel released the ball, and a hard landing for Doug McDaniel as Hepburn helps him up. 9.9 remaining.
79% free throw shooter in Doug McDaniel.
He just split his free throws a moment ago, and Terrace Reed will be checking back in momentarily. 14 for McDaniel. Two big free throws coming up. The first on the way, and it's good. And now Reed in for Cheddar. 71-68 Michigan. Now the real big one here for the Wolverines, trying to get it back to a two-possession game. Second free throw, Doug McDaniel, and it rattles through. 72-68 Michigan, 9.9 to play. Inbounds pass to Hepburn with 8 seconds. Chucky, left side front court, leaves it for Max. Hanging, shooting a three, air ball caught by Williams, and Michigan's going to win it. It's over in Ann Arbor. And the frustrations continue for the Wisconsin Badgers. They dug themselves a hole and could not get out of it as the Badgers lose for the third straight time.
Talked a lot about, Matt, kind of playing with your food at times. That's what it felt like. And they just let them hang around and hang around and hang around. And then Michigan made some plays down the stretch. We know how good this team has been offensively. But right now they're in a little bit of a funk. Only 68 points.
Yeah, the three-point shooting, again, not good tonight. 5 of 19. That's, you know, really three straight games. Four, really. It's just not been very good. They were doing a great job of getting in the paint. 40 points in the paint. Just not great work defensively in the first half. And just not enough plays being made at crunch time. Final score tonight, Michigan 72, Wisconsin 68. We're back with the Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon. Partners.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by your Wisconsin Ford dealers, inviting you to visit your local Ford store or buyfordnow.com. Fabic Cat, your cat equipment dealer throughout Badgerland. SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Visit uwsportsmedicine.org. Welcome to the Badger postgame show.
Critical loss for Wisconsin here tonight as Michigan does something it has struggled mightily with this season, and that's playing well in the second half. Well, Michigan played well enough tonight to hold off Wisconsin 72-68. Doug McDaniel leads the way with 16 points. He had 11 in the first half, sat out a significant portion of the second half, and then came in late and scored 5 more points to help his team to the win. Terrace Reed, 12.6 rebounds, 11 for Will Cheddar, hitting a couple of big threes. Terrence Williams with 10. Namari Burnett ends up with 8. 5 for Jalen Llewellyn. Olivier Kamwa with 8 points. and 2 points for Trey Jackson. A.J. Storr with 20 to lead Wisconsin. Chucky Hepburn did what he could. He had 17 points tonight. Tyler Wall with 12. Max Klesmit with 10. 3 for John Blackwell. Just 3 points for Stephen Crowell. 2 for Marcus Silver. And 1 for Nolan Winter. As the mentioned it a while ago, everybody goes through this right now, and Wisconsin's going through something really hasn't gone through all year, and that's losing 3 in a row. And you come in, you play a team at the bottom of the standings, and you let one get away here tonight.
Well, and that's what it is. And we understand road. Like, life on the road is tough. Now, this team and what they have to do on the road against Rutgers, like, not that you turn the page, because you let this one sit in a little bit, because I didn't, the performance overall, I didn't think was one of their better ones, energy-wise,
no,
right?
No.
Like, defensively energy-wise. I can live with missing threes. Like, that's part of the game. But defensively, being locked in for the full 40, you can't, like, and the reason, like, I played on a team that had a record like this, and then all of a sudden you get to February, and you know everyone's coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you look at, you know, our senior year, my senior year, like, nobody had anticipated us to be that good.
Mm-hmm.
And we were. But then you realize halfway through the season, they're coming for you. Everybody's coming from you.
Yep, no
and
doubt.
And that's what this team now has. They've got that. How do they handle that? And what do they move forward? And it's kind of that locker room come together moment.
Yeah, it is.
Right?
No doubt.
Come together moment. What is our strengths? Recenter. What did we do so well when we won so many games in a row? A lot of it's points in the paints. They did that. But a lot of it was with the help of Stephen Crowell.
Yeah.
The last three games, he's had a bad stretch, a tough stretch.
He has. Nope, he's held to the 3 points tonight, saddled with some foul trouble. 3 points, 4 boards, and a frustrating stretch for him individually and certainly for this team over the last 3 games. Michigan wins it 72-68. More of our Wisconsin Four Dealers postgame shows coming up. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're at the game with your girl, and you're going to pop the question. So you take a big swig of overpriced Liquid Courage. You pull the ring out of your pocket, get down on one knee, and then she says,
I need to go to the bathroom.
And you realize the whole stadium is watching. Proposing on a Jumbotron? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your Retirement Ready Toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our Retirement Ready Roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin,
so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know
that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
we would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Any team can be conquered with the right playbook. It takes human ingenuity to craft and adapt the plays that will defeat even the strongest opponents. The moves that dominate on the field, the court, the ice. And cancer treatment is no different. That's why UW Health Carbone Cancer Center uses ingenuity to combat complex cancers. As the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin, we're proud to write the playbook on fighting cancer so you always have the number one team in your corner. UW Health. Remarkable.
Our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues as Michigan bumps off Wisconsin tonight 72-68. When you look at some of these totals, the rebounds, you know, Wisconsin, we've talked about it's a good rebounding team. Well, Michigan was better tonight on the glass, 34-28. Second chance points, it's 10-9 in favor of Wisconsin. Turnovers, again, not a brutally high number, but for Wisconsin, too many with 12 of them here tonight.
Exactly, especially the first half.
Yeah, and 15-9 points off turnovers in favor of Michigan when they were blitzed in that area with Rutgers on Saturday.
Bingo. Exactly, yes, yes. And I think overall you look at it, like for me it was the amount of threes. 5 of 19 when you had so much success in points in the paint. You had 40 points in the paint. And 40 of them, I mean, continue to go there, right? And so sometimes I felt like there were some settles with three, with 19 of them. Instead of that, one more swing and get to that paint. Michigan you outscored them by 20 points there.
Yep, they were 21 of 35 inside the arc for the game and 11 of 17. Right inside, doing the quick math, which for me is always dangerous. It was there, and they just, and again, I don't know how much of maybe some of that with Crowell's foul trouble, if that affected, but
I thought the guards did a great job of getting in.
Yeah,
like
did.
That,
yep.
that. So,
yep.
like, I agree,
mm-hmm.
but it's more of a will to get in there at
yep.
that point, right? Like, and threes are there. Threes will always be there. This is from a guy that liked a three. I mean, hey, I'm all for it when you can get a good one. But when you're doing something so well, don't go away from it.
Yeah.
There's a reason that a team's giving you something. Because guess what? They know they couldn't defend the paint, so they were going to go under some screens, and they were going to give you some looks, and they were going to tempt you to shoot some of those.
Yep. And another key statistic in this game, Michigan did a great job of getting to the foul line and converting 19 of 25 compared to 13 of 19.
Which we haven't said this year for this Wisconsin team for the free throw line.
No, this has been a Wisconsin team that has been close throughout the course of the season of making more free throws than the opponent's attempt, but not the case tonight. And Michigan 14 of 18. At the line in the second half. 72-68, Michigan defeats Wisconsin. When we continue, we'll check our Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Postgame coverage continues as Michigan defeats Wisconsin tonight 72-68. Quick check of the Nissan out-of-town scoreboard. Nebraska Northwestern just getting underway. Some top 25 games earlier tonight. Number 6 Tennessee defeated LSU 88-68. Getting late Auburn, Alabama with Bruce Pearl's Auburn squad. Auburn Tigers leading Alabama 91-70 with about 3.5 minutes remaining. They're getting late in the first half. Creighton 27, Providence 24. Duke and Notre Dame early on at Cameron Indoor Stadium. Badgers drop now to 8-4 on the season, and they head to Piscataway for a Saturday matchup against Rutgers, a team that has just won a couple of road games. So
one of them here being here.
One being here with a second half comeback in Ann Arbor, and then they won last night at Maryland. So the records are what they are, but this is a heck of a tester right now for this team, this Wisconsin team, to see what it could do to stop the bleeding right now, because it's ever since that second half of Nebraska, things have changed.
Well, it has changed, and when you look at offensively what you have to do, you have to get back to what you do well, and it's really going to come into play when you face the second best defense in all the country in Rutgers,
mm-hmm.
according to KenPom.
Yeah.
Like, they are going to force you into things you don't want to do. Rutgers right now, the number two defense in the country. So you have to go back to what you do so well, and that's playing together, playing through the post, and then rebounding that basketball. And think about this team. When they're clicking, how many offensive rebounds and second chance opportunities did they get themselves?
Oh, yeah.
We haven't seen that a lot of the last couple of games.
No, we have not. And you got to get ready for, you hear the term rock fight, because as Butchie mentioned, they're the second best in terms of defensive efficiency. They're 299 in offensive efficiency. So just get yourself ready for a game like that you're going to have ahead of you. So 72-68, Michigan defeats Wisconsin here tonight. We'll have more as our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL, no problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Gear up for your winter adventures with Gates Sportline Recreational Belts. The belts specifically designed for snowmobiles, RVs, and all-terrain vehicles. Gates Power Sports Belts are built for the cold. So stop by your locally owned bumper-to-bumper auto parts store today and ask our expert staff to help you. Choose top-quality Gates Power Sports Belts and conquer the cold this winter. Only from your local bumper-to-bumper auto parts stores. And thank you for shopping locally. Service is the difference. We get it.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com.
Sean Clary here. I have been told we need to include a younger demo in our commercials. So like your local sports teams, I thought I would bring a DJ to stay. Whoa. Maybe we need to work on that. He is right, though. Check us out at clarybuilding.com for the building of your dreams. Sean Clary out.
We continue with our Wisconsin Ford Dealers postgame show as Michigan defeats Wisconsin tonight 72-68. Badgers will stay on the road. They'll head out to New Jersey tomorrow, get a practice in tomorrow afternoon as well as Friday to get ready for Rutgers. And it was interesting what you said a few minutes ago about, you know, turn the page, but not so fast, right? Because you want this you want to feel this one for a few hours, right?
Absolutely. And I know Greg is so good about wins and losses, being able but like as a player, that's a moment in that locker room where you're looking at each other saying, okay, like right now, this is unacceptable. And we got to fix it. This is like this is the beautiful thing about how this plays out and some of the best teams out there. They're player-led teams. Yep. And this team is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Like they know what they want to reach. And the way that they've been playing is not going to get it done. But they can change it. Like the stuff that we're seeing out here is not fixable. They're all fixable.
Yes.
So that's the first part. If it's a talent issue, if it's a like, there's some things that you look at a season and say, we just don't have it in the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't have that piece. That's not what this team is saying.
Yep.
This team has a whole bunch of pieces. This team, we've seen what they've done. We've seen how they've played. They have it. Now it's, okay, I have to play better. As a player, you first have to look within yourself. There's not finger pointing. There's none of that. You look and you say, this is what I need to do better. The guy next to you does the same thing. And then you get on the floor tomorrow and you go at each other. Tomorrow's practice, you're going to go at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you improve. And that's where you hold each other accountable. And like that's where you can turn this thing very quickly.
It is. And you know, our perspective, you know, we're arm's length. We kind of see the big picture. It's right now it's really frustrating, no doubt. And I'm sure Badger fans, they're feeling it. The really good teams have gone through this very thing in February. I mean, like final four teams,
absolutely,
including Wisconsin in 2014. You know, look it up, kids. They went through a real tough stretch. But the question is, can you work yourself out of it? That's a great point you make, too, Butchie, because it's not a talent issue.
No,
they've
correct.
Got really good players. We have seen what this team can do at its best over a sustained period. So right now, leaking oil, however you want to describe it, but that's the fascinating part, even you know, for us as observers, how are they going to get out of it?
And if you've paid attention to the game of college basketball over the last week, you've seen fatigue.
Yes.
You've seen fatigue from officials. We've seen fatigue from coaches.
That time of year.
We've seen fatigue from players and teams. And I think that's what this fits into. So how do you find that energy? I sit at 19 minutes, 1 minute in the game. It's a BYOJ game.
Yep.
Bring your own juice.
And
there just wasn't enough there.
Yep. And to be fair, Michigan with a really tough year. Now they're 3-9 in the Big Ten, 8-15 overall. They did have the energy, and, you know, Olivier Kamwa with 12 rebounds tonight. Terrace Reed played well. He was, you know, got to the foul line a lot, made enough of them, had 12.6 rebounds. McDaniel made plays, and so you do have to.
And this team is different at home than on the road.
Well, they are.
They just are.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Now we'll see if the Badgers can get back to being who they are on Saturday in Piscataway. 72-68, Michigan over Wisconsin. We're back with more in 1 minute. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
Magical Moments, brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser makes it look like I have magical powers. It helps me clean just about everything inside my house, like dirty walls, messy kitchens, grimy bathrooms, and it even helps me keep my patio furniture looking like new. I can count on Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to power through tough messes, making it look like I spent hours cleaning, even though I didn't. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser makes cleaning look easy.
They closed out Northwestern.
Yes.
They have closed out games.
Yes.
And right now they're in a stretch where that's just not happening, as I believe that we're checking in with Badgers head coach Greg Gard. Greg, Butchie and I, we're looking at the stat sheet. We're watching the game, and we see rebounds. We see points off turnovers, this, that, or the other. What's the first thing that concerns or jumps to you about tonight?
Defensively, not keeping the ball in front of us. You know, the ball got, you know, downhill. We've had this issue before. That and the turnovers. You know, I thought, you know, the shot selection, we took a few bad ones, but that wasn't the issue. It was defensively not being able to keep the ball out of the paint, specifically with McDaniel. We knew that was going to be a problem. We just didn't get the ball stopped. And then the second half, the fouling. You know, when we did get it stopped, then we fouled too much to give up, you know, 18 free throws. And so we've got to break down this film, and it's another, you know, it's another game where we had trouble with quick guards that were able to get inside our defense and figure out who and what and how and get this fixed, and the turnover factor. So, again, we were really good Sunday. Now we go back to coughing it up way too much. So, we'll get a lot of soul searching to do here and learning to do over the next few days. Good thing we get to all stick together and learn from this and keep moving.
Coach, when you talk about kind of some of the good things, you guys had 40 points in the paint, only gave up 20. Did you feel like you got there enough, or did you feel like there was opportunities that were still left out there?
Yeah, in stretches we got there, Brian.
Yeah,
I didn't think we got there enough. You know, we did for a little bit, and then we'd go away from it, and then we'd get back to it. You know, I think, you know, Steve never got in a rhythm. I think the foul trouble got him out of rhythm, and he was kind of removed, so to speak, from having an impact in the game. So that's part of it. But, there was things. AJ got there more, which was a better step from what we've seen before. Not all the time, but we've got to, you know, he's got to continue to get there. I thought Chucky got there more. The problem was the defensive end of it. We couldn't keep the ball out of the paint, and then the turnovers. You know, giving that many back to them in a lower possession game, 65, 67 possessions. You just can't, you can't play winning basketball when you're turning it over, you know, that many times.
All right, Greg, we appreciate your time. I'll let you guys get back to the hotel. All right, Badgers head coach Greg Gard joining us as Michigan defeats Wisconsin here tonight, 72-68. That'll do it for us. This broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Badger Sports Properties, a property of Learfield, under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Rebroadcast or reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the express written consent of the University of Wisconsin and Badger Sports Properties. The announcers are employed by the Badger Network with the approval of the University of Wisconsin. The general manager of Badger Sports Properties is Scott Silvestri. For Brian Butch, our engineer Dave McCann and Cameron Stadley. Back in the network studio, this is Matt LePay, hoping you'll join us on Saturday when the Badgers take on Rutgers. Thanks for listening. This is the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Badger basketball has been brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. American Family Insurance, insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by Fabic Rents, for all your equipment rental needs throughout Badgerland. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Womp, womp. He added his own sound effects. Thank you, Andrew. That was crazy. And I have a funny story about Making of a Murderer. A friend of mine in New York watched that show, and the Wisconsin, our accent was so thick on the characters in Making of a Murderer, he had to put on the subtitles. And they were speaking English, but he needed subtitles to understand what the characters were saying. I kind of forgot about that one. There's a sequel coming out, as I understand. Coming up later in the program, Greg Schwemm, syndicated columnist, will talk about therapy and his latest article. Greg's articles are really funny. I highly recommend you find him, and I will give you that information shortly. Mike Clemens with an update from Las Vegas coming up at 9:05. Right now, we turn our attention to filmmaking, one of my favorite topics, and I'm really excited to welcome this guy. He is a Wisconsin filmmaker, Milwaukee-based, John Bezek. John, welcome to Nightlight.
Hey, how's it going, Pete?
Doing really well, thanks. Thanks for taking time out and being with us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me on the show.
You bet. So your film is called Love and Irony. Tell us
correct.
Tell us a little bit about it.
Well, it's kind of a throwback romantic / screwball comedy. We shot it all here in Milwaukee, and it is currently enjoying success on the festival circuit.
Very nice. What festivals have you? I know you're now. So one of my questions for you was: is it your world premiere here at the Door County Short Film Festival this weekend? It's obviously not, or next weekend,
no.
I should say. What other festivals have you played?
We've got 14 laurels so far. So nice. It's played around the country: Hickory, North Carolina, Mineral Point, Milwaukee. Tomorrow morning, I'm flying up to Minneapolis and then driving to Ely, Minnesota, where it's playing in Ely, Minnesota.
Nice.
And then next week it's in Door County. And then in April, we're in Beloit. And then we got a big one in April that I can't say yet because it hasn't been made public, but it's a really good festival and we're in competition and it should be a great screening.
How exciting is that?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep.
Boy, things have changed since the last time I talked to you. I sensed like a little frustration in your frustration. And it just, all it takes is one thing to turn things around. So good for you. That's really great
yeah.
news.
Yeah. All of a sudden, it seems like it's kind of, making its way out there. So
yeah.
It's good.
Yeah. So, you say you shot in Milwaukee. And I wanted to ask you about, so you said it played at Mineral Point. Is that the Driftless?
Correct. We won the audience award.
Wow. Congratulations, buddy. That's
great. Great festival. Great theater.
It's like a little opera house, right?
It's an opera house. What a great town. Like my first time there, I can't wait to go back for anything, whether it's to see music or to see films, whatever, but just a class A place. It was really, really enjoyable.
Yeah. I was there a few years ago and I was, I think I had driven through there years ago, but it was just such a beautiful area. And I love that name, the Driftless area.
Yeah.
It's just so mysterious and cool.
Absolutely.
Did you say you played at the Milwaukee International?
We did. Yeah.
How did that go?
That's it. Went great. You know, we sold out both places, or both houses, you know, kind of a hometown crowd, of course, but, and that was the first time that we actually saw it. So it was good, you know, and it was actually the lead actor, the first time he had seen anything. So it was really special for him to come up with his wife and his family. His parents saw it like done the first screening. Him and his wife came up with the second one, and, you know, they were kind of blown away. So it was very enjoyable.
Let's keep it on your cast. I saw the film a few months ago. You did a really nice job casting. I loved how, you know, how real your characters were, from how they acted and how they looked. They just look like regular people, and it makes it easier to lose yourself in the film. Where did you find your two leads?
Yes. Well, you know, they say, you know, the largest part of directing is casting, and it's true, you know, in the sense of, I knew the movie was going to live or die by the cast and by the script.
Yeah.
And that's both those things are on me, you know? So I spent a lot of time casting, over 2 years, I think, just looking until I found the right people. And I started in Milwaukee, and then I went to Chicago twice, and then I went to LA once, and then I went to Chicago again. So, you know, over 2 years, I believe. I found the majority of the actors were in Chicago. My lead actress came out of Los Angeles.
Okay. Yeah, she was great. And it's nice, isn't it, that you have, like, I think there's some pretty good actors in Milwaukee too, but it's fantastic. Nice that Chicago is so close too, because you can tap into those resources as well.
Wonderful. Yeah. I mean, and that, you know, just the whole history of all the improv that they've got down there. And it's it's just a, you know, it's a wealth of talent.
The improv, the theater. I mean, the theater community, I think.
Theater, every comedy, you know, and now all the TV shows that are shot down there.
Right.
You know, it's really great.
So tell us a little bit about you, John. Tell the listeners, where did you come from? When did you get interested in film? And tell us a little bit about your journey to this point.
Yeah, well, I'm originally from Racine. So kind of grew up in Racine. And then when I was 12, my family, we moved to Holland for 4 years. So I lived in Europe for 4 years at a very young age, from 12 to 16, which was fantastic.
Nice, you know,
great experience. You know, late 70s in Holland, you know, crazy. but wonderful, you know, and just opened my eyes to the world, really. And came back and ended up going to school in Madison with a comm arts degree. While I was there, I did spend a year also abroad in Italy, lived in Italy for a year. But ended up getting out with a communication arts degree with an emphasis on radio, TV, and film.
Okay. You said getting maybe, out, like you had to be sprung.
Like, 5-year plan, you know.
Right.
You know, at the time I couldn't wait to get out, and now I always can't wait to go back, because I love Madison so much.
That's so fun. My son just graduated with a comm arts and journalism degree in the spring, and he's kind of the same way. He couldn't wait to get out. Now he's like, man, that was really fun. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah. That's just how it is for everybody, you know.
Madison is like one of the greatest places in the world to live. You know, you don't know when you're there, you know, but like we had it so good, and it's such a jewel.
Totally agree. My guest is John Bezek. He's a filmmaker, a Milwaukee-based filmmaker. His film is Love and Irony. And if you're in Northeast Wisconsin, you can buy tickets. We had Chris Opper, who is the director of the Door County Short Film Festival, on last night. You go to the Northern Sky website, that's in Peninsula State Park, and you can get tickets for any of the films in the festival, including Love and Irony, which is only one of 3 feature films. That must have made you feel pretty good.
It's great. Yeah, and I talked to Chris today, and tickets are moving brisk. He's like, you know, I think 75% to 80% have sold.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, which is great, which means we're going to have a really full house. And this, you know, all films really, but this film especially comedies.
Yeah.
They just, you know, they in a full house, they play so much better.
Okay, that was one of my questions for you, John. Explain to me, if you would, and I asked Chris this last night, but I like asking this question to people that are really into film festivals or make independent films. Talk about the importance of film festivals.
Yeah, I can't stress it enough. You know, no matter the size or the location, if you've got a dedicated room full of people who are there to see a film, to enjoy an event, you've got an audience that's there to win or lose, you know? So you play your film and you get to see, you know, the strengths and weaknesses of the movie and, you know, what works and what doesn't work. And then it's just the whole communal experience. And especially with the comedy, laughter is contagious. And once they get going, you know, it's hard to stop them. And it's just fantastic to see it, you know, on a big screen. We shot it for a big screen. We framed it for a big screen, which might have been crazy, but whatever. You know, we're OG. So when you see it and you see that how successful it is looks wise, and then story wise, it's just amazing.
So yeah. Okay, so first, I have a couple questions. First, just tell us, where did the idea or inspiration for the film come from? You have a guy, works in a bike shop. He meets this girl. What was your inspiration for writing the script? Which is the hardest part of the whole thing, in my opinion.
Correct. I'd always kind of dabbled with screenplays. Wrote a couple, I'd go to LA for a couple of weeks, see if I could sell it, which was, crazy way to do things. But I actually got a meeting with the producer one time, and she's a wonderful producer, Oscar nominated. And, she looked at the script that I'd written, and she looked at my reel and said, you could spend 5 years trying to raise money for this film or trying to sell the film, or you could just spend 5 years making it. And I took that to heart.
And now that script
was not the one that I wrote. I then went back, I came back to Milwaukee and I wrote a script that I knew I could shoot in Milwaukee. And so my day job, is a commercial director and producer. So I have resources here, and I, got a bunch of people who were in the same boat and said, let's make a movie. And they said, yes. So I wrote a movie specifically, and specifically that we could shoot in town that would be, I don't want to say easy, but let's say doable.
So you have, so you've just been through the process. You've raised the money, you've done all the legwork and the heavy lifting. What do you tell someone? Let's say there's someone who has a script, they like it, you read it, it's not that bad. What do you tell them about making it independently? What is some advice you could give?
Well, depends what that person wants to do. If that person wants to direct it or produce or whatever, you just have to, you have to throw everything you've got into it, and you have to stay with it. I told everybody that was going to work on my film, I guaranteed them three things. Most importantly, I would finish the film.
Yeah.
Secondly, they would get paid, and not a lot. I mean, trust me, but they would get paid something.
Sure.
And thirdly, it would be shown, that I would make sure that then I dedicated as much time I dedicated to making it as to getting it out there. And so now I've kind of delivered on all three of those things. And that's what you kind of have to do.
Yeah.
It's very difficult. I mean, it is really hard. And I had a lot of help from a lot of great people who are, professionals at what they do. And it shows. I mean, you've seen the film. It's gorgeous. So it's very difficult. And that's, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Exactly. You just said you've had some success at festivals. I remember when we talked a few months ago, and we were just kind of having this discussion. You said this had taken a lot out of you. An independent film does. I've been through the process. You got to raise the money. It's very stressful. You have to tell people you have to prepare them to never see the money again.
Right.
And most people, I think when they go into business now, or they invest their money, they want some kind of guarantee. You can't give people that when you're making an independent film. And I sensed in your voice that you were really feeling that. But now that you've had some success, does that motivate you to make another film? Because I think a few months ago, you weren't so sure you wanted to. Let's sit on that. And I want to hear that answer coming up next. But I also have to ask you, John, what is your favorite movie or TV show set in Wisconsin? From your own film? I'm
trying to think of that. I think there's isn't there a Stalker episode that happens in Milwaukee?
Stalker episode.
Yeah, what was the name of the show? The guy that played the father on A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah. Darren McGavin?
Yes.
I'm going to Google that.
Yes.
All right. Coming up next.
I think one of those takes place in Milwaukee. Or maybe that show took place in Milwaukee.
Night Stalker.
Is that what it is?
I'm going to Google that.
Another film called Gaily Gaily that was shot here a long time ago.
All right, coming up next, I'm going to have that answer, and we're going to get John's answer about making another film. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see Fountain Hills Apartments. Or call 262-886-9200.
This is Don Rosen. We're talking to local guests with lifestyle and important information for you. Weekday morning, 6 to 8 on 1400 AM, 99.9 FM and 98.1 FM. WRJN, hometown radio, refreshed.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app. News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha. WRJN.
All right, cut! Wrong! Okay, just watch
Welcome
me.
Welcome back to Nightlight.
It's so simple.
You That's Dom DeLuise.
Give me the playback.
And we are celebrating.
Watch me.
All right, you can cut it, Connor. That's The French Mistake from Blazing Saddles, which was released in 1974 on this day. Great film. Little politically incorrect by today's standards, but it was, in fact, it was hard to find a clip from that to play. Got a couple texts here. Paparico says, Amy, that's Mrs. Paparico, picks the Blues Brothers because the Nazis drive off an unfinished part of I-794 at the time. That's a great pull. And I think they shot at Pier 1 Imports there, too. And it says also from Paparico, to be fair, Belushi went to UW Whitewater. I did not know that. Okay, so we are continuing here. Mike Clemens is up at 9:05, by the way. He's going to give us a report from Las Vegas and tell us what's going on with the Super Bowl. But right now we have more independent film talk with writer-director John Bezak. His film Love and Irony will play at the Door County Short Film Festival next weekend. And where did you say it was after that? Was it Beloit, John?
Yes, Beloit. That's in April.
Okay. So
I think the 4th and 5th or 5th and 6th, the Friday and Saturday, it looks like.
Okay.
First weekend. Yep.
So we're on statewide. Anywhere else in the state you want to pitch right now?
You know, it's also playing next week in Green Bay.
Okay.
It's actually this weekend in Green Bay, but I'm going to be up in Ely. So we heard about Ely first, we accepted, and then we heard about Green Bay, and it was, you know, it's conflicting. Yeah, so
popular guy.
Well,
good for you. Nice to have options like that. I think the show you were talking about, John, is called The Night Stalker with Kolchak.
Yes.
And we were both wrong. I thought it was set in Chicago. Turns out it was set in Las Vegas. And I'm still not convinced that's right, but that's what IMDb
there's
says.
There's an episode where it happens in Milwaukee, or there's something, there's a Milwaukee tie there. It's weird. Yeah.
You know what? I think you're right. I think it was the first episode.
Yes.
And they were tracking someone who was killing people backstage. It was kind of a cool, weird show for the time. I remember being freaked out as a kid when I watched it.
He wore that seersucker suit. And
yeah.
He was like a crime reporter, wasn't he?
Yes. He wrote about crime. And here, Jim from the 920 says, close to Wisconsin, Night Stalker takes place in Chicago. It's one of my favorites. That's what I thought, too. But for whatever reason, they're saying Las Vegas. And I do remember that. I think you're right, John. First episode, there were parts of it, or at least it was set in Milwaukee, whatever, but that totally counts. So John,
I worked on a version of Dillinger that was shot in Milwaukee.
Oh, really? Back.
A TV version starring Mark Harmon as Dillinger.
When was that?
Early 90s.
No kidding.
Yeah. Shot it all in the Third Ward before they redid the Third Ward.
Oh, I bet that looked cool.
Yeah. Sherilyn Fenn. Patricia Arquette,
Mark Harmon. Wow.
Mark Harmon. Yeah.
I don't even remember that. That's pretty cool.
Lawrence Tierney did a cameo.
Oh, yeah. I love Lawrence Tierney.
I know. He was the original Dillinger. Yeah.
No kidding. And you know, he was great, obviously, in the Tarantino film.
Yeah. We shot this before Tarantino. He was, the Dillinger was before the Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs. That's so great. And I don't know if you remember this. He was in an episode of Seinfeld where he played Elaine's dad.
Yes.
Which is hilarious. And George and Jerry are like scared of him.
It's inside out, the candy stripe jacket. Yeah. There's no door in the rain. He's like, yes.
What the hell are you wearing? Yeah. So, John, let's get back to your film. Are you going to make another film? You've had a little success. That's maybe a great cure for exhaustion, I would assume.
Yeah, well, I think maybe you might have misinterpreted me in the sense that I thought I might not get the opportunity to make another film.
Oh, okay.
Which is always, we never know. One never knows. But, with the success of a film, I would definitely like to make another one, at least one more,
Yeah.
You got to learn, you got to take what you learned on the first one into the second one, right?
Yeah. It would be nice to have another chance. I hope you get that. Was it hard to shoot in Milwaukee?
It was not.
Did you need permits or did you do guerrilla style?
No, you know what? I got permits.
Okay.
Just because, my background's commercials. I'm like, look, right. I'm asking so much of my crew and my cast. The last thing I want to do is like, okay, we can't shoot today because we didn't have permission, So I did it old school. I got permission, and the office here that issued the permits and the police department, they were fantastic. They helped us in any way they could, and it was like, drop of a dime.
Very nice.
It was great. They were really, really helpful.
That's great when you have local cooperation. We actually have
Absolutely.
A clip.
Oh my God.
Yeah. We have a short clip that we pulled from your trailer. Let's give the listeners a little sense of love and irony. Go ahead and play that, Conrad.
Charlie, this isn't working. It's not me. It's you.
What about you? What about me? Do you really want to work in a bike shop forever? Don't you want to do something else?
I'd like you to reconsider.
All of a sudden, I'm riddled with doubt. What did I get myself into?
Jocelyn.
Nope, Rodrigo.
Nope. I'm not Rodrigo, by the way, Charlie.
Not Jocelyn. Chloe.
I think I'm just searching for something that's genuine and authentic and truthful.
Did you hear that? He used the A word.
Nobody wants to be the real them. The only reason most people get out of bed in the morning is because they think today's the day I finally get to be somebody else.
That's a clip from Love and Irony, actually a portion of the trailer. What was happening there in that clip, John? Was that like a double date mix up or speed dating mix up when they got all the names wrong?
It was a blind date mix up. Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah. Which actually is based on a true story.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes.
See, that's what you got to do. You bring everything from your own life. Part of this has to be autobiographical, right?
Well, you take everything and you you have to take reality and then you have to heighten it, because my life is too boring, but. Yeah.
What are you talking about? You're on Nightlight, buddy. You just made a movie. You're living in the fast lane, pal.
True that.
All right. So real quick, John, what we do on the show is we talk about movies and TV.
Yeah.
Real quick, just give us a recommendation. What are you watching?
Oh, wow. That's great. So I am trying to catch up on the Oscar stuff.
Okay.
I've seen about five, which there was a time where that was enough.
Right. No kidding.
And
One quick recommendation, if you could.
Can I go old school or can I go?
It just has to be fast.
Theodore Goes Wild.
I love
it. It's an old movie.
John, thanks so much for your time tonight. Best of luck in Door County and keep us posted on the film. Thanks for being with us.
Pete, thank you. I love you. And everything you do for Wisconsin. It's great. I love your show.
Likewise, buddy. Thanks so much. That's John Bezek as movie is Love and Irony. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Mike Clemens is next on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Allbold. Noon to 3 on Thursday. Our guest is Keegan Kelly from Crack.com. Obscure sitcoms right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Magical moments.
Brought to you by Mr. Clean Magic Eraser. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser makes it look like I have magical powers. It helps me clean just about everything inside my house, like dirty walls, messy kitchens, grimy bathrooms, and it even helps me keep my patio furniture looking like new. I can count on Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to power through tough messes, making it look like I spent hours cleaning, even though I didn't. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser makes cleaning look easy.
Your home for the Packers. 1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.